speaking of devastating the economy and devastating Americans and causing people to actually close their businesses, I don't know if you know this, but the gas prices in California have gone up 3, sometimes even 4 times. Here's a small news article right here about this.
Here at Rudford's Diner in North Park, the cost of cooking just went up almost 400%.
So just gas alone went from $2,200 a month, projected as $8,200 a month currently.
It's absolutely crazy. How can we do this at 400% increase?
At a time when California's climate change...
Guys, think about it. 400% increase. How is this restaurant going to stay open? Paying a 400% increase. You know what's going to have to happen. Menu prices are going to have to go up. People are going to have to reach deeper into their pockets. Business is going to drop. Employees are going to get laid off. And pretty soon that business is going to go bust. They're going to have to board up. It's all she wrote, man. This is, tell me, try to convince me that this isn't a coordinated effort against small business owners. Small business owners can't absorb this kind of cost increase. But bigger businesses and corporations can, while they go and, hey, I think I'll buy that used to be like a little bistro, a little eatery. Yeah, I think I'll go ahead and buy that for pennies on the dollar.
Politicians are trying to eliminate natural gas altogether. It is a little suspicious why the price would suddenly triple or quadruple.
Yeah, eliminating natural gas altogether, eliminating small business. Let me close with some words of wisdom from the Reverend Al Sharpton. And of course, Al Sharpton is going to do what he does best.
Well, Reverend Al, you don't understand. How are they going to keep crime down in the black community and at the same time not be tough and rough? Well, they do it the same way they do it on the white side of Memphis. And they keep the crime down without being rough and tough.
Look at everybody's faces in the background. It's like they're looking at him like he matters. They're looking at him like his words have a powerful effect. They're looking at him like this is somebody that we should look at seriously as a leader in our community, somebody that we should really respect and support.
How do you have the same department then keep crime down on one side of town without beating folk to death? But you can't do it on the other side of town unless you feel that you can get away with it there. I can't speak for everybody in Memphis. I can't speak for everybody gathering. But for me, I believe that that man had been white, you wouldn't have beat him like that night. Well, Reverend Al, you don't...
You know, I hear this a lot, but if you look through law enforcement, the problem isn't so much racism. Are there racist elements? Do people actually believe they're supreme over you because of the color of their skin, which they have nothing to do with? No doubt. But the problem is it lies in unearthing the truth behind power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's not racism. It's authoritarianism. It's totalitarianism. The brutality comes from a heart who goes, hey, I have power. Matter of fact, I have a monopolized, I've cornered the market on force and power. And I control, I hold all the cards. How can you expect someone not to become corrupt when they have that much unquestioned power in the form of qualified immunity? Hey, they're immune from all prosecution. Doesn't matter what we do. As a matter of fact, we can commit our evil deeds on camera and pretty much nothing will happen to us. It's not a problem for law enforcement. So our problem is not so much racism. It's, hey, what do you expect to happen within the heart of a person displayed by their actions when you give them an unbridled, unquestioned monopoly on force and power? What do you expect to happen? Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. It always has and it always will. And when the powerful get that power, it's not likely they'll concede it. Guys, if you guys enjoy these videos, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification icon, give it a thumbs up, share it with everybody you know. Don't forget to subscribe to my private email list through my website, highimpactflix.com. Get on that website, highimpactflix.com. Become a subscriber on my email list. That way I'll be able to alert you anytime I upload videos on this channel or my Here's the Deal channel or Grease Monkey Videos channel. Also, take a second right now or you won't do it. Subscribe to me over on Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey, Gab, and on Twitter. All those links are in the description. I appreciate you guys. If you want to support the channel, grab a hard-hitting conversation starting design. You can put on any shirt, hoodie, mug, cell phone case, whatever you want. I got a brand new design in there called A Free Press Matters. There's over 120 hard-hitting conversation starting designs, and you'll be supporting the channel. I've dropped the prices and the quality is incredible. I will see you guys in the next heavily censored Shadow Ban video.
Don't forget to subscribe and hit the bell notification icon for more great content.